As you might have noticed, sea lions have made a huge rebound in recent years along the West Coast. They're fun to watch from a safe distance, but a headache for some coastal marinas. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from Westport, Washington, that it's a constant battle to wrangle the smart and protected animals.
The wild California sea lions at the Westport Marina are both a tourist attraction and a big nuisance. Visitor Dennis Craig of Olympia watched an adjacent pier nearly sink under the weight of dozens of burly bulls jostling and resting in the sun.
It's a free zoo, kind of. Just don't pet them.
The flip side of these flippered fish fiends can be seen in the mounting bill to the marina, including busted docks and electric stanchions and lost business. Sea lions have blocked people from mooring their boats. In other cases, commercial fishermen have to run a gauntlet to get to their vessels. The sea lions even snatched a few pet dogs right off the piers. Westport Aquarium co-owner Mark Mercell volunteers to monitor the sea lions. He's counted up to 200 or 300 on the docks at a time.
If a person's walking down the dock and they have a bag in their hand, that sea lion in its mind might think that that person has food and can get aggressive because some people have been feeding them intentionally or unintentionally.
The abundance of sea lions has created issues from Nea Bay, Washington to Brookings, Oregon, occasionally in Puget Sound, too. Westport is not the worst off. Astoria, Oregon attracts the most sea lions by far. The port of Astoria once famously deployed a fiberglass fake orca to scare the sea lions. The replica soon capsized, nearly drowning its operator. Astoria has also tried inflatable air dancers and beach balls, as well as low railings with various plastic attachments. The port director says nothing works for long. Robert Anderson is the marine mammal program manager at the NOAA Fisheries Regional Office in Portland. He says sea lions are following their food supply. The problems in marinas continue because sea lions are smart and will habituate to most deterrence measures.
You got to be pretty persistent about it, and once you apply whatever deterrence method you do, if you walk away, they're pretty much going to come right back.
Anderson says when port officials call him for advice on sea lions, he gives a long list of options.
You know, you can, you know, definitely irritate and aggravate an animal pretty strongly. I mean, these are durable animals.
But there are limits set by the Marine Mammal Protection Act.
You cannot do something that results in serious injury or death.
In Westport, Washington, the Port Authority has tried using a low-flying drone, noisemakers, water hoses, and a low-voltage electrified mat as countermeasures. It's now considering physical barriers, but wary about the expense. Which means down at the docks, visitor Dennis Craig still has free entertainment while doing some recreational crabbing.
Well, you know what? I don't see anything bad about them one way or the other because we're on their territory, not the opposite. You know, they were here before we started building, so.
The mood is less forgiving in the local fishing community and port offices. Frustration is the best description. The federal government allows the states of Oregon and Washington to trap and kill sea lions that feed on endangered fish below Willamette Falls and near Bonneville Dam on the Columbia River, but those lethal control permits are restricted to those places only. Washington's Orca Recovery Task Force sparked talk of possible wider sea lion and seal culling to reduce competition with endangered orcas for food, but it's just talk for now. I'm Tom Bonsi in Westport, Washington.